I was taking a road trip with my good friend Carter to visit some other friends from college. The drive was pretty far, about 15 hours, but we thought with the both of us, we should be able to do it in one long go. I started driving first, then about 4 hours in, Carter took over. The plan was for me to sleep while he drove, but I genuinely couldn't. I don't know what it was, but I was never able to get comfortable. So by the time it was my turn to drive again, I was pretty tired, maybe even more so than I was before he took over. I was still able to keep my eyes open and pay attention to the road, but somehow I never noticed the gas tank getting really low. We were driving Carter's old Chevy, which didn't have the fancy tech to alert you when your tank is low. There was just a gas gauge that I never even looked at. Wasn't until the car started sputtering that I quickly realized we had nothing in the tank. Carter quickly woke up and started searching on his phone for the nearest gas station. But not even 30 seconds later, I had to pull off the highway because the car wouldn't accelerate anymore. I felt so stupid. Even worse, Carter said the closest gas station was 4 miles up the road. We were kind of in the middle of nowhere. It was just plains all around us, and there were no other cars on the road. We talked over our other options for a few minutes, but ultimately Carter decided he'd walk to the nearest gas station and bring back a canister, while I stayed and just watched the car. Maybe not the best plan, but it felt like a waste to call for help and have to pay $200 just for some gas, when the station was still within a walkable distance. Although it was 1 a.m. and dark outside, Carter didn't seem bothered as he left the car and started heading down the road. Within a minute, he was out of sight. I sat back and basically just thought about how stupid I was for getting us in this situation. But just a couple minutes later, I saw headlights coming down the road from up ahead. They came down and passed by, but they were going much slower than they should have been. I think the speed limit was 55 or 60, and they passed by going maybe 15 or 20. I watched in the side mirror, and they didn't speed up after passing. They slowed down even more, eventually stopping and doing a 3-point turn to come back around. Honestly, I didn't want to admit I was out of gas, or needed help or anything. And I didn't have to. They came back down the road and passed by, even slower this time, like maybe 5 miles per hour, probably staring through the windows at me, before picking up speed and heading back the way they initially came from. What was that about? I kept my eyes glued to the road for the next few minutes, waiting to see if they came back around or not. I had a pretty bad feeling about it. Maybe it was just my gut, but I started to think something could go pretty wrong soon. I got my phone out and called Carter. I just wanted to let him know, and maybe to hurry up if possible. But the phone rang all the way through. He didn't pick up. That definitely made me worried, but maybe he just had his phone on silent, or lost service along the road. I waited a minute, then called again. Still nothing. At this point, I definitely wasn't being rational, but I made the decision to ditch the car and try to catch up with Carter. I think it had only been 10 or 15 minutes since he'd walked away, so if he was still walking, surely I could jog and catch up in just a few minutes. I got out and made sure to lock the car, then started jogging down the side of the road. It was real quiet out there. So quiet that every time I took a break from running, I'd notice the ringing in my ears, only because there was not even the slightest sound to drown it out. I jogged for 15 minutes. I thought I would have caught up to Carter by then, unless something made him start jogging or running for some reason. I decided to pull out my phone and call him once more, and it was just then that I heard the sound of it ringing. It was very faint, in the distance, somewhere off the side of the road. I looked out at the nothingness past the shoulder of the road, and just barely, I could see a light glowing in the grass. My body tensed.
Carter?
He didn't respond. I couldn't see anything at all, aside from the dim phone screen glowing. I took a few steps off the road and into the grass, calling out again. Finally, I got a response. I could faintly hear Carter's voice coming from somewhere near where the phone was, but I couldn't tell what he was saying. I hurried closer, and Carter yelled again, and this time I could hear he was telling me to get down. I still couldn't even see him yet, but I did what he said, ducking in the grass. And that's when I looked back and saw a car coming down the road. I immediately knew it was the same one I'd seen, moving slowly, just like before. They were looking for us, or Carter, I guess. They made 3 or 4 turnarounds, slowly passing the area and very obviously searching for us. Once it seemed like they finally left, we got up and booked it to the gas station. Carter explained that the guy initially pulled over and tried to get him to get in his car. He said he was extremely creepy and really didn't hide the fact that he had bad intentions. After Carter refused, the man stepped out of his car and Carter instantly took off running. I guess the guy thought he'd just continue running down the road, so he got back in his car to chase him. But Carter ran off the road, jumped in the grass, and just hid. At some point, his phone flew out of his pocket, and he was too scared to get up and reveal himself, so he just stayed hidden. Anyway, we got to the gas station and were able to get help. We also told the police about the guy, describing his car and everything, but they never found him. It was very much a horrifying close encounter, and I feel really bad even still for being the reason we were put in that situation. One thing's for sure though, I'll never forget to fill up the gas tank ever again. This was back in 2014. I almost never went on road trips back then, because I rarely had time to take multiple days off just to drive, plus the additional time to actually enjoy the vacation. However, I was in between jobs when my family was planning a surprise birthday for my dad turning 50. Back then, gas was way cheaper than it is now, and flying was a lot more expensive in comparison to the gas prices. So both to save money and because I didn't have a job at the moment, I decided to make the drive. To be safe, I made it a 3-day road trip. So after the first full day of driving, I pulled into the nearest motel and booked myself for the night. It wasn't the nicest place, but I didn't mind. I slept in until 11, then packed up and opened the door to head out, only to be startled by a man standing right in the doorway.
"Excuse me."
I tried to get past him, but he didn't really move, so it was a bit awkward. The man looked mid-40s and had heavy bags under his eyes. Just overall, not the kindest face. As I moved the rest of the stuff into my car, he remained creepily standing outside the motel room, watching me. Good thing I wasn't staying there any longer. I checked out of the motel and headed back onto the road. This was my longest day of driving. I planned to get at least 10 hours in. The first while went pretty good, I'd say. A lot of it was through towns and cities, and it wasn't until 5 to 6 hours in that they faded out, and it became more rural, long stretches of road. Once I realized towns were getting few and far between, I stopped at the next gas station to fill up. I paid and started the pump, then headed inside to get a coffee for the road. When I was heading back to my car though, I saw someone pull their car up really close to mine. Like from the front, it looked like their bumper was touching the back of my car. It was a deep red old Corolla. Nobody was outside of it putting gas in, and the windshield was tinted. I couldn't see anything at all through it. But knowing someone was in there, I couldn't shake the sense that they were watching me. I took the pump out and got back in, leaving the gas station. Almost immediately after, that car left too, again never having put gas in or anything, and pulled up behind me to merge onto the highway. I was hoping this was all just a coincidence and just continued with my drive. I noticed them behind me for a while, maybe 5 or 6 cars back. But as the sun set, I couldn't really tell what cars were what. I could only see a cluster of headlights behind me. As it got later, fewer and fewer cars were out, and I went about 4 more hours without seeing that car again. I'd almost entirely forgotten about it, figuring it was never anything to begin with. I was more concerned with trying to keep myself awake now that I'd finished my coffee. The nearest main city was still 2 hours away, and I really wanted to make it there and get a nicer hotel, maybe even check out the city in the morning. But that was only if my eyes would stay open long enough. I thought maybe if I stopped to get another coffee, not even for the caffeine, but just for the distraction of constantly sipping on it, maybe it'd be enough for me to power through the next 2 hours. At the next gas station, I merged off the highway. Right away, I could see it was closed, the convenience store section. I was pretty disappointed, but I did need to top off my gas anyway, so I pulled through and started filling it up. Almost right away, I saw a single pair of headlights pull off of the empty highway and begin down the exit ramp toward the gas station. This place was already creepy as is, just a standalone, dark gas station with nothing around it. Couldn't even see past the outdoor lights. So when I recognized the car coming down as the deep red Corolla from the other gas station, my heart rate instantly picked up. I couldn't stop myself from the eerie thought of if I was being followed. I hurried to unplug the nozzle and put it back, but the car pulled in extremely fast, not even going up to the pump, but pulling right up to the side of my car by the driver door. I was just able to get in before the passenger door of their car opened. A man got out, not even hesitating to run up to my door and try to open it. It took only a split second of looking at him to recognize the guy as the same man from the motel. Those unnerving eyes sent chills through me. I turned my car on, and when he realized he couldn't open the door, he stopped trying. I shot a glance at him as I pulled away, expecting to see anger or frustration. But what I saw was even more disturbing. He was grinning from ear to ear, like this was funny. Complete psychopath. I floored it back to the highway and didn't stop until I reached the city. Thankfully, I'm almost 100% sure I wasn't followed that time. What really scares me is that the man got out from the passenger seat of the car, so someone else was driving him and was in on whatever sick idea that guy had in mind. They followed me for over 10 hours from the motel, and even worse, they could have been following the day before without me ever knowing. I still find it hard to forget that road trip, even a decade later. A few years ago, when I was in college, I was heading home to meet up with my family over winter break. The drive was nearly across the entire country, so multiple long days in a row of non-stop roads. I was a broke college student though, so I wasn't booking any hotels or even motels. I packed some blankets in the back seat and figured I'd sleep wherever I could whenever I got tired. Around 1 a.m., and after 11 hours straight of driving, I finally called it quits for the night. I was starting to get dangerously tired, so I found the next rest stop I could sleep at and pulled over. It was one of those small pull-offs right on the side of the highway, meant for just a few cars or trucks. It had a little building with what looked like a washroom and a couple vending machines. There was only one other car there, parked in the spot farthest back, so I parked in the opposite spot to give us both some privacy. Then I got up to stretch my legs and use the restroom real quick. It definitely wasn't clean in there, which was kinda gross, but I did my business, then left to go back to my car. When I did, there was a man standing right outside my window. He was looking in at what I had in there.
Can I help you?
My voice visibly startled him. He nervously took a few steps back and chuckled, saying he was trying to see if I was in there to ask if I had some cash for the vending machine. My car was basically a fishbowl, all clear, untinted windows that you could easily see whether or not I was inside, so there was no reason to be pressed up to my windows looking in like he was.
Yeah, I got no cash on me. Sorry, man.
I said, walking around him to get back in my car. But to my surprise, he didn't leave. He actually tried to start another conversation, asking me what brought me out here tonight.
I'm on a road trip. I'm sorry, but I really need to get some sleep. I can't really talk right now.
I got in my car, and the guy did a sorry wave, then walked down to the other car and got in. I was a bit relieved to see he got in the car, and wasn't just a homeless person being creepy at a random rest stop. To be honest though, I think I was too tired to even feel uncomfortable or care what that man was up to. I just wanted to sleep. Thinking back on it though, and in a normal state of mind, I probably would have just left and gone to the next rest stop. I reorganized the mess in my front seat, tossing everything in the back, then leaned my seats as far back as I could and tried to get comfortable. I had my eyes shut for just a few minutes before I could tell some lights were moving around outside my car, which made me open my eyes to see what it was. I sat up, seeing in the mirror that guy had moved his car right up behind mine. I watched for a minute, unsure why he'd moved at all, but with things getting a little too creepy, I knew I had to take the L and just find somewhere else to sleep. I pulled my seat back up, tossed my car in drive, and got back on the highway. I had a few unfriendly words to say under my breath about that dude as I pulled away. There weren't a lot of places to stop at on this stretch of road, so this inconvenience was going to cost me at least 30 to 40 minutes. It was dangerous how tired I was on this drive. My eyelids would close for a second or two, then shoot back open once I realized I was dozing off. This pretty much went on and off the whole way, until finally I reached the next rest stop. Or what was a rest stop. It looked very similar to the other one, except it was without a doubt abandoned, or out of service. The building was all taped up and decaying, and graffiti covered most of the exterior. Still, it was a place to pull off, and I figured I wouldn't have any issues sleeping here just for a few hours. Not sure if it was because the place was quiet and abandoned, or me just being really tired, but I passed out within a minute. I have to say, before I woke up, I got some pretty good sleep. I think I slept from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. before I woke up violently to a crash against my car. The whole car shook as I scrambled to figure out what the hell happened. I looked in my left mirror, seeing a car's headlights parked right behind me. Then I looked in the right mirror. There was a man right beside my car with a metal baseball bat. He swung it again, bursting the back window. I kept yelling "what the fuck" over and over, trying to get my keys and get away. The man came up to the passenger window, where I then saw it was the guy from the other rest stop. He had this sinister smile and started taunting me, saying "liar" repeatedly as he kept swinging the bat against my car, then staring at me with that smile and calling me a liar again. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I was able to get the car on and leave before it got worse. I called 911, phone shaking in my hand as I drove away. I was able to meet up with an officer at a gas station, where I explained the incident and was able to take note of the damage to my car. Two windows were shattered, and dents were scattered all over the doors, and somehow I didn't notice that my back right tire was also slashed and almost flat. Another officer went to the abandoned rest stop, finding all the glass shards on the ground, but the man was already long gone. They notified all the patrol cars of the man's appearance and vehicle, but came up empty-handed. After being stuck in an unknown town for a few days to get my car fixed, I was able to make it home safely. It's crazy how insane some people are. I mean, I assume that guy lost his shit over something as simple as me not giving him a few bucks for the vending machine, or even just not wanting to talk to him at 1 a.m. on the side of a highway. The fact that I could have died that night over something so absurd is horrifying.